Feingold and 13 other senators have sponsored an amendment to what's known as the Protect America Act. Their proposed change would eliminate immunity for companies like AT&T and Verizon that illegally eavesdropped on thousands of private phone calls as part of the National Security Agency's anti-terrorist surveillance program. Feingold says lawsuits filed against those companies should be allowed to go forward, but they won't be if the current bill isn't changed.
The Intelligence Committee bill sends the message that companies need not worry. They don't have to worry about complying with questionable government requests in the future because they will be bailed out. This is outrageous.
Some senators are backing a different amendment that would allow the U.S. government to take the place of the telecom companies as a defendant in the lawsuits. That would mean if a judge rules wiretaps were an illegal invasion of privacy, it would be the taxpayers who would be liable for damages. Senator John Cornyn, Republican of Texas, says not immunizing the companies sends the wrong message.
I think the responsible thing to do, the thing that would be more likely to protect our security, is to show citizens to cooperate with the lawful authorities of the United States government to help keep us safe, that you are going to be protected.
The Senate is also at odds over what kind of limits to place on wiretapping for the purpose of tracking down terrorists. Feingold says if eavesdropping isn't reined in, Americans will be giving up some of the basic privacy rights that the war on terrorism is being fought to defend. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.